My friends, we all use the internet more than we actually need to, don't we? Sure, it's full of everything we could possibly imagine, and it's only ever a touch away. But how does that affect the developing minds of children and teenagers? Well, Dr. Greta Mohan of the ESRI has looked at the data and is on the line now to tell us what she learned. Good morning, and thank you for doing this, Greta. How are you?
Morning, Jennifer. Very well. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Greta, first of all, how would you define excessive internet use?
Okay, so there's a couple of approaches, Jennifer. One is looking at how much time we spend on our screens. And one way of defining it would be if you're spending more than 3 hours a day outside of your work and school time. But the one that researchers are slightly more concerned with nowadays is a definition which concerns not just time, but our types of urges or preoccupations or behaviours around our internet use. So to get a sense of this degree of compulsion to need to use the internet, we gauge that by asking people a series of six statements, and where they respond that they're experiencing these things very or fairly often, that would signal to us that they're having some trouble here with internet addiction or excessive internet use.
Okay.
So those six items would be whether a person is not eating or sleeping because of their internet use, mm-hmm. whether they're spending less time with family or friends or coursework, whether they are bothered, that they feel bothered when they can't be on the internet. If an adult or a parent asks them to stop, they get annoyed or reluctant, or indeed if them themselves have tried unsuccessfully to use their internet, or even if they're surfing without interest. So it's kind of a scale of severity, Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay,
and can I ask you, when you looked at this, how much data did you have to work with when you were researching this, and where did it all come from?
So you may, and your listeners may have heard of the Growing Up in Ireland study, and indeed some of them might even be part of it. So back in 2007, 2008, 2009, the 8,500 young people at 9 years old were recruited into the study, and we follow them up every couple of years, the same people, to get a picture of how Irish kids are growing up, how they're faring in terms of their education, their health and their well-being. So they were followed up again when they were 13, mm-hmm. and then when they were 17. So whenever they were 17, they were asked these series of questions about their internet habits. And at 17, we find that about over 60%, so about 2 in 3 young people report at least some of these symptoms of internet addiction, and then 7% are quite severe on that scale.
Okay.
The kids are now 25, actually, so we're following them hopefully through the whole life. And that was about 5,000 that we have.
5,000, wow. And with this, you found, is there a gender difference in excessive internet usage?
Yeah, there was a very clear signal from the data that females, girls, were much more likely to demonstrate these symptoms of excessive internet use. So they were about half a point on the scale more. And there was a number of factors then that stood out for girls in particular as risk factors for internet addiction among them. And one of them was where they were experiencing conflict, a conflicting relationship with their parents. So they might seek refuge then in their internet use. And then on the other hand, more protective factors for girls would be spending quality time with their parents, playing games and sports, which reduced their excessive internet use likelihood.
Okay. Do we know how much of this internet use was it social media? Was it online shopping or whatever?
Sure. It's the whole range of activities. So we do have information on, and it is predominantly social media, but it's just simply music, YouTube, gaming, dating apps, shopping, information search and advice, news, pornography, online gambling. So it's the whole range here that we're looking at.
Okay. And Greta, can you give us an idea of the average of this study and this data, what's the average hours these teenagers or these people are spending online? Are we talking
sure.
3 to 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours?
It's a 3 and above hours
okay.
would be the more worrying end of the scale, yeah. Outside of your regular, you know, work or school
sure.
time, I suppose.
Okay, so let's talk about this. And I'm trying to find, I don't know if there is a solution, but I suppose parents have a part to play. But how can parents' intervention change that kind of behaviour?
Yeah, so we looked at whether whenever the kids were 13, so whether installing the likes of internet filters or parenting supervision of the internet whenever they were a little bit younger influenced the likelihood of addiction. And it didn't have any effect, those internet-based parenting behaviours. Instead, what we find is that the likes of the discipline technique that parents employ is very important. So they might explain and chat to children about what they are doing wrong and rewarding good behaviour as opposed to maybe punishing the kids. And building up a good connection with your children, a good relationship, playing games together, and maybe, you know, in terms of the reducing our digital dependency, creating sort of a tech-free time, you know, mm-hmm. be that dinner time or uninterrupted time, going for walks and putting the phone in the drawer for a bit of time.
Okay. And what do we know about parents' excessive internet use? I suppose that is a huge part to play. And, you know, obviously, they're looking at us all the time on our phones, and I'm sure that's a problem.
Sure, Jennifer. Now, unfortunately, in the Irish setting, we don't have any data on that.
Okay.
And we'd love to. But I do know from the US, you know, kids are reporting that their parents are distracted or addicted, and they feel that they wish their parents would spend less time on their phone. The kids are competing for attention.
Wow, that is so sad.
It is terribly sad. And of course, on the other side of it, kids are imitating and mirroring mm-hmm. the parents' behaviour and, you know, resorting to phones as well. So while we don't have that in the Irish setting, certainly international evidence, you know, would tell us that this is a problem in parenting nowadays, and we should be conscious of that.
And is there any information on what devices were in use? Was access to smartphones a big factor when the 6 pointers, you know, we mentioned, kicked in?
Yeah, it's predominantly smartphones,
when
Jennifer.
They get their phones, yeah.
But there are, that's right, but they're, needless to say, tablets, laptops, and about 3/4 of kids also report that they, you know, are multi-screening, so they're on their phone and watching Netflix on their laptop and such like that. So that sort of creates distractions in the mind and a lack of focus and that sort of thing, as you might imagine.
And one thing that scares parents is the idea of their kids meeting strangers online. What did the data show about that?
Yeah, so we don't have data for our 13-year-olds or 17-year-olds on how many have met their online acquaintances. And that was probably a missed opportunity. But we do know that when they're 20, so they're still very much young adults, about 1 in 3 are meeting someone in the previous year that they met online. So there are some safety concerns because we do know that the rate of assault and sexual assault and predatory behaviour online is increasing. So it's something that we really need to include in future studies and to examine this issue more in the Irish context.
Greta, thank you so much for joining me today. That was really interesting stuff and a bit scary, to be honest with you. There we go. That was Dr. Greta Mohan, is an ESRI economist. And I just want to thank her again for joining us today to talk about excessive internet use. 3 hours and above. That's when there is a problem. I would say 2 hours and above. But who am I? I'm not the expert. 2 Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.